You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined by acclaimed Aotearoa indie folk artist Mel Parsons, who just last Friday released her seventh studio record titled Castle Hill ahead of her national tour, which kicks off at the end of this month and does indeed include a Dunedin stop. Joining me now to kōrero all about the album and tour, welcome Mel, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks Lily. How are you going?
I'm doing great. Now, our listeners are always curious to know what the weather is like in places. Where is the weather like where you are? What is the weather like where you are?
I'm in Ōtautahi, and it is kind of, it's overcast. Like, it's not something to write home about. It's not raining and it's not freezing, so I'll take it.
That's, you know, that's all you can really ask for, I think, in winter is a mild time.
Now, yeah, absolutely.
Let's jump into talking about it. There are so many themes that you explore across this album: resilience, grief, presence and transformation alongside nostalgia. And that's just to name a few. And these tracks, they really pull in the listener in only a way that you can, Mel. Talk to me about where the record began, the kind of germ of the idea and the start of the songwriting.
Yeah, so I mean, it's funny the way that I write records is I usually have to give myself a really hard deadline to get it finished, and so I sort of, my songs germinate, I suppose, for, you know, over you know, sometimes months, sometimes years, and then basically I just have to sit myself down to kind of, in a bit of a pressure cooker, to actually get them written. So They're not, the record itself isn't, there's sort of no tidy theme, you know, specific theme or thing that I sat down to write, but each song just kind of explores a different feeling or a different experience, you know, that I had going around in my head. So yeah, like you say, there's quite a varied, lot of topics, I suppose, you know, you could say,
And so you're in this pressure cooker situation because you give yourself not very much time. You book in the studio sessions before even writing the songs. What was this the first time you ever took that kind of extreme approach to the songwriting?
I mean, normally I would probably give myself a little bit more time, to be honest. But I mean, I've always been a very deadline-based person. Like when I was at uni, I was always the person who would start the essay the night before and, you know, work on it right till dawn, and then, you know, so I've always been in need of a deadline, but, you know, even for me this time was probably pushing it. But no, I think that, so, you know, songwriting is, it's sort of easy and hard. Like, it's easy to spew out the ideas, but it's really, it can be really hard for me anyway to actually finish them. And so I need, you know, unless I've got a deadline, like a record, you know, sessions coming up, then it's kind of easier not to finish them, you know. So it kind of pushes me over that line of actually just, you know, putting a full stop at the end of them. So yeah, that was the writing process. But the actual recording process was really, really cool. Like, we went up, so the Castle Hill, the name of the record is named after where we made the record. So Castle Hill in the Southern Alps, just outside of Christchurch here. And yeah, we hired a lodge for a week and we just kind of shut ourselves off from the world and, you know, worked day and night and made sure we had a great time. And yeah, it was just a really fun kind of sessions, you know, full immersion.
Yeah, and almost it's kind of got a holiday aspect to it. What was the kind of, this is why we want to record in this way? What made you want to go to that little mountain lodge, and what do you feel it kind of added to the songs, if it added anything different?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, for all of us, so all of us have got kids now, the whole band, and so it's a, there's that, you know, when you're working at home or you're working somewhere where you go home each night, there's a lot of distractions, you know, beautiful distractions, but distractions nonetheless, you know, and so you sort of, it's very hard to have focused time. So I wanted a real focused time, but I also, I know, you know, I've been doing it for a good while now, and I know, like, one of the key parts about making a good record is to make sure the vibe is really good. And so we just made sure, like, we'd had lots of beautiful food, and we made sure, you know, we were getting out and walking in the hills, you know, when we needed a break, or jumping in the creek, or, you know, it was, there was a real emphasis on making sure we're having a good time. And yeah, it was very relaxed. And I think, I mean, it's sort of hard for me to judge how the songs have come out, but I feel like there's a bit of an openness and a lightness to the way that we made them. Yeah,
because I mean, there's so many kind of emotionally turbulent themes in the tracks. I mean, you go from summertime, childhood, nostalgia, to overcoming a turbulent relationship, to working through intense grief. Was that kind of the going for the walks and the having the kind of lighter attitude when recording the songs, was that necessary given the depth of the songs in terms of what you're singing about?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. I think so, probably, in a way, because you're right. When you're in the recording, like, you need to be like 100% vulnerable, and, you know, because I think you can hear that in a recording, you know, if someone is in the song or not. And so, yeah, it probably is quite emotionally taxing, I suppose, in that way. So yeah, you've definitely got to balance it out by, you know, jumping out and cooking a nice meal, or going for a little walk, and just taking little breaks. But I think to that, you know, speaking to that about the actual songs, I think a lot of the the emotion, most of it is in the writing. And so once you come to record them, you know, obviously you've got to be in that space, but, you know, it's not like when I'm recording them, I'm like feeling really sad about the, you know, the songs and things. I can flick into that space, but I'm not like, I'm not like sort of feeling devastated as I'm recording, kind of thing.
Yeah. And has part of that come with, you know, like your long journey as a musician? This is your seventh studio album, which is very, very impressive. Are those kind of skills that you picked up along the way to make the writing process, I guess, easier isn't quite the right word, but easier in a way?
I think so, yeah. I think you definitely, there's certain things, you know, like you say, because I've been doing it for a long time, you sort of work out different ways that work better, or work easier, or work faster, you know. And one thing I've definitely gotten better at is, over the years, I think, is not judging a song until it has a bit of a chance, you know. So just writing what comes out, and, you know, it might end up being really crappy, but you just write it and then let that creative side of you kind of, you know, have total free reign, and then come back with the more kind of discerning eye over it later, and just be like, okay, edit this, edit. And, you know, sometimes it gets edited all the way to the bin, you know, none of it goes anywhere. Or sometimes you'll edit it and go, oh, look, actually there's a line here, there's a little seed in this that I can use and kind of follow. So I definitely think that over the years, that side of things, I've gotten a lot, my skills have been honed from doing that a lot. Hopefully I'm better at that, but yeah.
Yeah, and just going back to what you were saying before about, you know, being a parent, your partner took the kids away whilst you were writing this, and you were working on the album. How have you found balancing motherhood with being a musician and being a creative and trying to parent within that?
Yeah, very, very, very challenging, to be honest. It's awesome. I mean, I'm, you know, extremely lucky to be able to sort of make the juggle work most of the time. A lot of it is letting go of, you know, being a perfectionist, trying to sort of do everything well. But you have to accept that there's, you know, for example, when I'm working on a record, I'm dropping lots of balls at home, you know, the kids are, you know, they might be eating 2 minute noodles or whatever, you know, like, so you're sort of, I think you just, that has been a real sort of confronting learning process for me, is that you cannot do all the things well all the time. And so you just focus on what you need to at the time. And as long as the other thing is just kind of ticking away, then it's okay.
Yeah.
So it's totally doable, but it's a real process of just learning to accept the things that you can do, and the things that, you know, that might not be as good as you would as you would like them to be, sort of thing. But yeah, so it definitely extremely challenging at times, but you know, rewarding. And I wouldn't, you know, I you know, with the benefit of hindsight, I wouldn't have done it any other way.
Yeah, yeah. And has it at all changed how you approach being a musician?
I think I'm probably more, I mean, I guess just by virtue of having a lot less available free time, like I'm a lot more, I suppose, you know, sort of choosy, I guess, about the things that I do, the tours that I go on. I have to make sure that they, you know, that they make sense, you know, for the family. But, and I think, it's definitely changed certain things. And I don't, like, I used to do massively long overseas tours, you know, I'd be away for 3 months at a time. And I don't, you know, like, I still tour overseas, but they're usually pretty short. And, you know, I have to make sure that they make sense. You know, I'm not just kind of wandering around on my own anymore. So, you know, which is awesome. Like I've had a very lucky career in that I spent a lot of time touring, and, you know, making records before I had kids. So yeah, sort of, I feel a bit lucky in that I feel like I've kind of had the best of both worlds, I guess. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. And just to end off here, what is it that you hope listeners gain from listening to the tracks?
I think it's kind of the same as anything I've ever put out, really, is that my main goal is this, that people get, you know, that it makes them feel something, that there's obviously, if, you know, there's a lot of different sounding songs on there and different themes, as you mentioned, but I think my main goal is to connect with people and hopefully, you know, move them or make them feel something in some way. So yeah, that's my main thing, and then hopefully, yeah, hopefully be able to bring that to the stage. And
beautiful. And speaking of the stage, alongside the release of this project, you're also embarking on an Aotearoa tour, which includes a stop in Otipoti, Dunedin at the Glenroy Auditorium on August 29th. Listeners, you can get your tickets from Mel's website. You're very much known for your unforgettable live performances, and I'm sure this will be no different. So people should absolutely snap up those tickets and not miss out. Mel, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's been lovely chatting.
Yeah, it's been a great kōrero. Have a great rest of your morning.
You too. Cheers.
That was Mel Parsons on the program talking to me about her newest record, Castle Hill, which released last Friday. You can find it across all of the platforms where you find things, and also check out Mel's website for tickets to that show at the Glenroy Auditorium. You're going to hear a track off of the album, this one, Not Enough. Stick around, I'll be chatting with Rebel Yell shortly on the program. Ka kite.
I am not enough sometimes. Would you, if you could, rewind? I'm in need of a lifeline. If I could change the course.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.